Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Back in New York, Mets team a year ago, Verlander, Scherzer, they moved on to eventually both went to the World Series. Verlander with his old club, Houston, and Scherzer with the Texas Rangers. Start the season, and we're talking about 2023 right now. Start the season, your closer, Diaz, goes down. Quintana wasn't a factor like he could be. Marte. He got 300 at-bats, but he missed a lot of the season. What was that like in New York last year for you? Because you've had a lot of teams, a lot of success, a lot of winning seasons. With the expectations going into a season like that, doesn't always work out. That's why I say, beginning, you still got to play the games.
Well, you're never quite as good as they make you feel like, especially in New York. You're never quite as bad, and you realize how quickly things can change. New York's such a snowball town. I mean, because there's so much emotion with the sports teams there. You know, when things get going well, you can do nothing wrong. When things go poorly, it just, you know, a baseball season is about shortening the bad times and stretching out the good times. You can win. I've been fortunate to be on teams that won 100 games, and there were times when I wasn't sure we were going to win another game. And there's teams that have struggled that I thought we might win every game we play. Sometimes it was going so good, but you know, you stay in reality. I mean, everything sounds like an excuse, whether this guy's hurt and this guy, you know, we had injuries. You know, our what ifs, I call it all the time. One of the best things that front offices and organizations can do is attack the what ifs. Okay, if Lindor's out all year or this guy's out, where are we going? They go, what do you mean? I go, you know, the season's not going to stop while he gets healthy. What are we going to do? It's funny how you remember certain things, Brett. I remember I go to bed real early in spring because I get up real early and I'm there early. I love spring training, but I had just turned out the lights and my phone text goes off and it's Brandon Nimmo says, are you watching this? And I went and I turned it back on. And it was, I guess Edwin had just, you know, hurt his knee and was going to be out for the year. I knew right then we were going to have some challenges, but you know, it's one of those things. Nobody wants to hear it. Nobody feels sorry for you. And there's an excuse around every corner. And just like I told the players, you know, play better. And we didn't at that time. We, you know, I'm a competitive guy. Do I think that we could have still made the playoffs? You're always going to think that, whether it's reality or not. I can tell you one thing. The Mets got back some really good players in those trades. You're going to see them start showing up. And they've had some good drafts. And, you know, the David Stearns walked into a good situation as far as talent, I think. There's some good players in that system, and you're going to start seeing them.
You notice a difference in New York? You've done it on both sides now. You've done it with the Mets and with the Yankees. Is there a difference being the Yankee skipper, Mets skipper?
Yes. I'll leave that.
Big difference? Okay.
No, okay. Not big. It's just, there's different. There's a different, you know, I had a good time there. A lot of close friends, and but just like everything, Brett, there's some difference in the two places. There's some different, you know, mentality and mindset. Obviously, I haven't been with the Yankees in a long time, but I was there 19 years. There's a little different feeling there, but we're all accountable on New York standards, so.
Talk about this year's Mets. You know as well as anybody, it is a hot seat. Whether you're a Yankee skipper, Mets skipper, it's still New York. They start off 0-3. Not the best seat to be in on a fresh start. You got some of your boys back this year. I look at that team. Senga still the ace of a year ago. He's got that injury. Hopefully you'll have him back soon. But Marte, Diaz, Quintana, they're back. Give me a little outlet. Or a little outlook on this season, because that's a tough division. I know it's the equal playing field now. You don't beat each other up in the division like you used to. But you got Atlanta and Philly, pretty darn good teams. What's your outlook for the Mets 2024?
Well, you've got an up-and-coming Nationals team. I'm telling you. Rizzo, yeah. Watch what I can see it starting last year. The Marlins now can ambush you. They're pitching so good, and they got a taste of it last year. It's a tough division. If they stay healthy, you know, we were without Quintana, what, two-thirds of the year last year. He's going to be a difference maker. Singo will be back. Edwin's going to be Edwin. Marte's a big cog to get back. I think they're kind of laying in a good spot. I do. I think, obviously, they're going to get it going. They're a good team, a lot of talent. I think they've got Alvarez all year behind the plate. Beatty's got a chance to pop at third base and do some things. It's basically the same defensive team they had last year, with the exception of Harrison Bader. And they're in a good place. As soon as they get their feet in the ground, they're going to be fine. And I like the manager. I love his path, Brett. When I look at managers that I don't know a whole lot about, Carlos, I look at their path. And, you know, he's been in minor leagues. He's managed. He's been in winter ball. He's been in the big leagues as a bench coach. He's got a really good path, and I think lack of sincerity shows very quickly in the big leagues. You're around people too much time. You can sniff through a phony in a heartbeat, and he's not. He's really sincere, and I don't know him that well. I did send him a good look when he got the job along with Stearns, and I just, you know, I want everybody to, you know, these people that are coveting somebody else's situation, I want everybody to keep their job, and I hope there's 30 managers back next year. And I love his path, and I think he's worked his whole life for this opportunity. And life's too short to revel in somebody's success or failure or whatever. I hope they do well. I've got a lot of close friends there and people that were very good to me, Brett.
And in New York, you know how it is. I mean, it's like they're 0-3, and that city's going to act like they just lost 30 in a row. And that's the nature of the business. But
I tell them, you control it. I used to tell them, but you control this. You don't like the narrative and what's talking? Oh God, you control it at 7 o'clock every night. Go control it. It's not like they're doing something, you know that they paint you too good when things are going well, mm-hmm. and they're going to paint you the other way. So, but thank goodness they're talking about you and you're playing a sport that people care. When you're doing something that people care about, you're going to be critiqued. So hang with them.
And I've always loved that about New York. I never got a chance to play there as the home team.
You'd have been good.
But coming in, I'm telling you, Buck, coming in on a road trip, that was like, oh, this is it. I'm going on the hot stove. And, man, if I have a good series, I'm going to be able to rub it in their face. And if I have a bad series, I'm going to hear about it. But I love it.
But you were from the standpoint, bring it on. That's the difference with people. Like, they're watchers and they're participators. You know, people say, how'd you learn how to play golf? Well, I ask people, what'd you hit there? How'd you hold the club? Yeah. How'd you do the blade? Did you open it? Did you close it?
Did you choke down?
You know, I wanted to ask. I asked. I want to participate. I didn't want to. And some people physically can't participate. I get it. But I wanted to be a part of it. And I tell the guy, I said, you want to be a part of this? Well, you better get in the fire. There's an old Garth Brooks song called Standing Outside the Fire. You know, either you're in or you're out. There's no middle ground. I got to tell you, we used that for our theme song for the expansion draft. Remember when he went to spring training with the Padres?
Oh, Garth Brooks. Yeah. He got in uni. Yeah, I remember.
Well, he, Well, Rick Sutcliffe brought him all the way over to an early morning workout we were having on bunt defense or something. And Garth Brooks pulls up and he goes, "Hey, I heard you use my song for the expansion draft. I just want to tell you that's a great tribute to me that you used my song." Got in a golf cart and went back. I went, "Okay, good."
Yeah.
Standing outside the fire, listen to it. Either you're in or you're out.
I love it because, you know, I'll have talks with – sometimes we got to have heart-to-hearts with Aaron and myself. And you know, it can be tough in New York. I get that. But I just told him, I said, "Man, where else would you want to be?" I said, "Bring it on. You win in New York, man. You got the key to that city for the rest of your life." I wouldn't want to be anywhere else except for the hot seat, because when you win, man, the expectations are so high, and that's what makes it so cool. You wake up every day and you feel it. Well, and there's not too many cities like that.
Well, I'm going to do a thing tonight on MLB. It's called the weight of expectations. And then being able to manage expectations, you know, there's teams on both sides of it, but Aaron does well. He does a good job, Brett. I'm not just saying that because he's your brother. I'm a fan of his. I've always have been.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.